This is the Power Drive, coming up for 15 minutes before 4 here. So the Democratic Alliance's spokesperson on health in Gauteng, paid a visit today to the Takalani NGO, one of the facilities that held patients, where patients were transferred to during the disastrous Life for Esitimeni project. Well, today they paid an oversight visit to the home for the Takalani home for the mentally handicapped in Soweto. NGOs, as I said, was one of those where patients died during the Life Esitimeni tragedy. It was initially flagged by Professor Malegaburu Makgoba, the health ombud, as one of those that should be closed and the license taken away from them. Let's speak now to Jack Bloom, DA's Shadow MEC for Health, who joins us on the line. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Bloom. By all accounts, looking at the statements, I've just seen the statement that you've released. It was a positive picture that you found at Takalani.
Yes, well, you know, I had to visit there because I had to see for myself whether, you know, the conditions there under which patients died had been turned around. And I was pleased to discover that there's an entirely new management there and that they're really doing their best. For the moment, they've got 58 profoundly mentally handicapped children. Major problem they have is a new problem, which I fear may lead to another Esitimeni because other NGOs are affected, is the Gauteng Health Department hasn't paid them their subsidies for nearly 2 months. So what I found is that the staff haven't been paid and they're going to run out of food by this weekend. Because the department's slow in paying the subsidy. Now, I think that's terrible. And there's an NGOs with more than 1,000 mental health patients who are in the same boat.
Now, that said, I mean, the place is under new management. What were the conditions? I mean, I know that they were one of those that were supposed to have closed, but they did win on appeal. Were there any conditions attached to them being reissued with a license?
Well, what I checked very carefully with the management that they were properly licensed and, you know, they had to be relicensed in actual fact. So, you know, they are legal. And we also had the acting chief director of mental health there from the Gauteng Health Department. So I think from the point of view of properly licensed and good management, I think they're doing well. But they don't need the extra problems that come with the lack of subsidy payments.
Indeed. Just in terms of those that used to work at this facility, because I mean, I wonder whether they've maintained the same staff, people who may have well been in place when the people died at these facilities.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to check. And what I found out is that all those who had been implicated in the deaths have actually left, but they haven't been charged. And that worries me a lot because that needs to happen with a proper police investigation. You must understand why these patients died there. According to the evidence that we've got, they actually died of starvation. They weren't fed and neglect, didn't get their medicines. That's as much as we know. And there was quite a high number of deaths at Takalani, and the people who were implicated need to be brought to justice. What the new management told us is that when they came in actually in November last year, they found that all the records had been destroyed. So, you know, the evidence has probably been lost, but I think the post-mortem report should be enough to implicate those people, and I hope the charges are laid as soon as possible.
And what about some of the theft and mismanagement of funding to the tune of 40 million rand? What has happened in terms of trying to track that down?
Well, that was the other very distressing thing about this NGO, which has been a long-established NGO. It was founded by donations by corporate donors, and I think started off well. And then about 7 years ago, the then director, a lady called Lynette van Rooyen, was implicated in massive fraud and theft and all sorts of things. So that went to court, and we were told today that the amount is something like 40 million rand that has gone missing over the years. But can I tell you, that case has never been finalized. So there's something wrong with our justice system, is that cases go to court, huge money involved. This is 40 million rand, which is actually stolen from donors who are trying to help, you know, the very most vulnerable patients looked after by Takalani. And look, they showed us the patients, and they really do a very good job. It's distressing work because it's very stressful in many ways. And I think they do what they can, but they're going to run out of food by basically this weekend. And I asked the director there, how does he survive? And he says, you know, day to day, and they try and get donations. Mm. But I really hope the Gauteng Health Department pays out the subsidies as soon as possible.
Mm. And what kind of conditions were the people that were there being kept in? Did they look well to you? Did they look well looked after?
I have to say yes. I mean, you know, it's difficult work, and we had an occupational therapist, and she showed us their occupational therapy room. She said, look, they need to be stimulated, and one of her wish lists, if any of your listeners wants to donate a portable pool, very much in need, and she they do the best with what they have, and I thought it was. I thought they're doing good work, and they must keep it up. But they can't do it without any money, and the department should sort that out as soon as possible.
Mm. And just as a final one, in terms of holding people accountable and getting to the bottom of, for example, the theft of money and those that were oversaw or were there when presided over the deaths of patients, whose responsibility is that to pursue that?
Well, it's actually the police at this stage, and this is why a lot of us are very disappointed that the police investigation is taking so long. We would like to see people in court as soon as possible, but here we have a case of massive theft and fraud amounting to about 40 million rand, which is now dating back 7-8 years. So that case hasn't come to fruition. We know that there's 144 deaths from Life Esedimeni, and I mean, how long is that going to take to happen? So I really think the police need to act more efficiently, collect the evidence, lay the charges, and they must go to court.
That's Jack Bloom, the DA spokesperson on health in Gauteng. Thank you so much for talking to us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we are due to speak as well to the MEC for Health, Dr. Gwen Ramokopa, just to find out why it is that this facility has not been paid the subsidies. And now we're facing a situation where people could now find the facility could run out of food. I mean, that's a concern. Isn't that how we ended up with that Life Esedimeni mess in the first place, where people were starved to death? So, yeah, we'll hopefully get a hold of Dr. Gwen Ramokopa.